Coast. A week ago, Pyongyang did the same thing. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul on what was different this time.
These only traveled 250 kilometers. The ones last week traveled around 600 kilometers. At least that's according to South Korea's latest estimates. But again, really the factor here is they flew very low. And in fact, they flew so low that they possibly would be so low to as avoid South Korean and U.S. missile defense radar systems. Another aspect of these missiles is that they are able to be maneuvered in flight, apparently, if this is the same type of missile that they're testing. This makes them more like a cruise missile, in fact, in that they can be maneuvered, but they travel much faster than a cruise missile. It makes them very hard to intercept.
North Korea termed last week's launches in part a response to plans for joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. No comment on the latest launches. Here again is Bill Gallo.
They haven't said anything yet, but it's typical that we hear from North Korea on these the day after. That's when North Korean state media usually report on these launches. And it's true that last time they linked this to U.S.-South Korean military drills, but previous launches, they've said, or just self-defensive. These were normal drills and not intended to target anyone. It really depends on what's happening at any given moment. But yes, it seems reasonable that they would actually blame the U.S. and South Korean military exercises, the upcoming ones, for this particular launch.
Security officials in western Afghanistan say at least 34 people were killed and around 17 others wounded after their passenger bus was damaged by a roadside bomb between the provincial capitals of Herat and Kandahar. The bus was carrying mostly women and children. No group has claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, the Taliban says it is hopeful an agreement will be reached with the United States to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan when the two adversaries meet in the coming days in Qatar. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have ended their latest round of talks in Shanghai without any breakthrough on reaching a new agreement that would end a trade war which has proven costly to both China and the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump is low-key about the prospects. Here is VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman.
White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls the 2 days of talks constructive, adding that negotiations will continue in Washington in early September. She also says the Chinese confirm their commitment to increase purchases of American agricultural exports. President Trump recently has said the Chinese might try to wait out the end of his first term, betting they would have an easier time if a Democratic Party candidate is victorious in the November 2020 election. But Trump has said he expects to be reelected, and then the Chinese will face even tougher terms for a deal. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Tehran has dismissed U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's offer to visit Iran, saying it is an act of hypocrisy. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports from London.
Addressing Pompeo, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said, "You don't need to come to Iran." He suggests Pompeo instead grant visas for Iranian reporters to travel to the US and interview him, accusing him of having rejected their requests. On Monday, Pompeo had tweeted, "We aren't afraid of the foreign minister coming to America, where he enjoys the right to speak freely. Are the facts of the Khamenei regime so bad he cannot let me do the same in Tehran?" Referring to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in Washington, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, in a conference call, says the government plans to set up a system to allow people here to legally import lower-cost prescription drugs from abroad.
It provides for importation of drugs that were originally intended for sale in foreign countries when it can be done in a way that addresses safety concerns and does not put patients or the U.S. drug supply chain at risk.
Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in Goma, an eastern DRC city of 2 million people. The victim is a man who traveled there 2 weeks ago from northeastern Ituri province. He was diagnosed a few days later and is now at Goma's Ebola Treatment Center. Health officials have been trying hard to contain the country's Ebola outbreak, which the World Health Organization has termed a global emergency. The virus has killed at least 1,700 people so far in the DRC's northeast. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.